This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Governor Huckabee said, I don't care what they call the Redskins, as long as they lose to the Dallas Cowboys. But here's suggestions that better reflect the current Washington, D.C. culture. How about the Washington Felons, the D.C. Deep Staters, the Beltway Bandits, or the Capitol Hill Connivers? All good choices, Governor Huckabee. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Glad you're with me. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Lots to discuss. And, of course, we've got the social justice woke generation now that's changing the Redskins. And the president came out and says, look, I don't get it. It seems to me like most of the Indian tribes or whatever don't really care. We've been good. Where was this during the time of Obama? Right? You could ask that question of every one of these silly things that's coming up. Where was this during the time of Obama? Where was it that, you know, Black Lives Matter needed to really get a handle on things and, you know, cop shootings and all that? I know it popped up during that time, but why are we tearing down statues now? Right? Why are we looting and burning down stuff when we learned our lesson and George Floyd's killer was, brought to justice? And then there's another story. A dude brings down a guy. He resists arrest. They get it on camera. He's holding the guy down. He gets on his knee, puts his knee on the guy's neck for a minute, for 20 seconds. And I saw it on TV. I don't know what channel it was on. And they were, he put his knee on his neck. Really? Did he kill him? Because now he can't put the knee on the neck. Yeah, I'm going to be speaking to a group of police here soon. And one of the questions I'm going to ask these police officers, all these various law enforcement, this is big guys, you know, all the captains and the majors and the whatever. And I'm going to ask them, if I come out there and I'm fighting you, and I can fight, and you get the chance to defend yourself against a trained fighter, and you get me finally in a choke where you can choke me, but if you don't choke me well enough, I'm going to get up and I'm going to continue putting a licking on you, what would you do? And you know what the answer is going to be unanimously? Because I'm going to tell you what I would do. If you let me up, get the opportunity to get you, if you can kick my butt, I'm going to finish you. I'm just telling you point blank. You know, I've been in some scrapes. And, you know, I enjoy fighting. I ain't going to lie. I enjoy fighting. That's why I did it. I mean, I'm not talking about beating people up for fun. I'm talking about in the ring. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed avoiding a punch and delivering one. There is hardly anything sweeter. Okay? But when a guy's tough, and you're like, whew, I got to get this dude out. And you start really trying to figure it out. Right? Oh, boy. Homage to all these, I think about, it's PETA. Will PETA one day say, we do not like the use of animal names in the naming of teams and whatever? You know, what can you not call a team? You can't call them the Jaguars, right? I don't know. You can't call them the Tigers or the Lions. These are tributes. And as being part Native American, 16, what am I? I'm a decent enough amount of engine in order to get federal funds. I can tell you that. I know that for a fact. So, but anyway, I'm proud. That little bit of blood that's in me that says, hey, man, you're part of the, you know, whatever the tribes of Indian that you came from. And I know I'm part Navajo because my great grandmother she looked flat out Navajo squaw. But I know I'm part that, but I'm proud of it. That little sliver that they go, you were fierce warriors, Kevin. And what about the Navajo code talkers that helped during World War II? Proud of it all. You can't be proud of that stuff anymore. Because somebody's always out there ready to virtue signal. Hey, you know, or remind you how oppressed you were in some form or another. Hey, Indians, I know you haven't said anything about it, but just as a white guy passing through the reservation, I was wondering, why do you let people use your visage so often? Why? It's always a troublemaking white dude. I hate to put this on the white folks out there, but it is. It's always one of you troublemaking white people that do this stuff. Can you just leave? You got too much money and too much time. You got too much. Yeah, here it comes. Privilege. You got too much privilege. Because, well, I'm going to tell you something. I've always been too busy in my life to worry about the prospects of some other, some oppressed group.
You know, I had a little extra free time, and I was thinking about the situation with the gays. Yes, it's oppressive. I think I need to get involved.
said no straight dude that's just got a life. I'm sorry, we're too busy. And gay guys, oh, Kevin, you have no understanding what it's like. What is it like? Being a good dresser? Knowing how to primp and look good? I mean, look, as a heterosexual dude, I will hand it to gay guys. They know how to present. I'm talking about all of them. There's some fat, nasty ones. But I'm saying the ones that represent, we can learn some stuff, right? Come on, fellas, you can admit it. They don't make you gay. You can learn some stuff. But... yeah, but I'm not sitting around going, God, they're oppressing my better-looking, more metrosexually, well-kempt fellows. Sorry. Not going to do it. I got too much time. Y'all convinced me to get a pedicure, okay? Congratulations. A facial? What? You want me to get a facial? Look at his face. His face didn't need a facial. I've gone a lot of decades without worrying about my skin because I've been blessed with some decent skin. Oh, boy, oh, boy. What else can we talk about? Talked about the Redskins. Some people were calling them the Foreskins, which I thought was kind of funny. If you want to make phallic references, this is the PG-13 part of the show for those of you who needed the trigger warning. I was guest hosting on a... Christian network, and they didn't want me to say not naughty bits, but it was something. It wasn't even controversial. And I told them, I said, hey, look, you want me to guest host, so you know, and I do a PG-13 show, and I quite frankly, if I'm gonna offend people with PG-13 references, I think it might have been. Oh, do you know one of the things they warned me about? Crackhead, saying crackhead. I'm like, what? Stop being... See, this is the problem. We are so sanctified. Don't say crackhead. Christians will get upset. I'm a Christian. I don't get upset with crackhead. I don't get upset with pull my finger or butt crack or anything else. Anyway, this Christian's got to take a break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We got a lot to talk about, but I do want to finish this thing on this Redskins names. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. The KevinJacksonShow.com. Rasmussen polls everything. I don't know if I believe it, but here's what they're selling us, the narrative about the Redskins. Support for the long-standing name of the Washington, D.C.'s professional football franchise has fallen dramatically. So perhaps it's no surprise that the Redskins have decided to change their name. New Rasmussen National Telephone Survey, blah, blah, blah. 42% of adults now think the Skins should keep their name. After some Native American groups complained it's offensive, 42% say they should change it. 16% are undecided. And here's what's funny. 99% of people polled three decades ago didn't care because it was just the name that we said. Nobody thought about it. It's like hearing a song on the radio that you listened to as a kid, and you now hear the lyrics and you go, oh, I didn't even pay attention to the lyrics. It was just the beat. Sky rockets in flight. Afternoon delight. I'll never forget the moment when my cousin said to me, why y'all playing that nasty song? And she's 3-4 years older than I am. And I was like, what are you talking about? I'm over there singing, started out this morning feeling so, you know what I mean? We can make a lot of love before the sun goes down. We. So I'm singing this little catchy tune. I was a kid. I was like a, you know, 10, 11. I don't know how old I was when the song came out. But I'm singing it because it had a cool little beat, right? Little thing, 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 thing. And so Nita, we get in the car, and I'm in the back seat, and my cousin's driving, whatever. And this song comes on, and we're all singing, and my cousin says to us, "Why y'all singing that nasty song?" And I remember going, "I mean, what nasty song?" And then I listened to the lyrics, and I went, "Oh, afternoon delight." And keep in mind, I was still at a young enough age where I still didn't quite get it, but I kind of got it. And so I was thinking, oh, they're not talking about, like, getting a sundae or, you know, at the Dairy Queen. They're talking about something else. But here's the deal. So what? It's still a cool little song. So you find out, you go along, oh, the Washington Redskins are going to play the Dallas Cowboys. Has anybody really thought about and went, oh, my gosh, this is the Cowboys are going to go against the Indians, and this is a terrible metaphor? Or did you just go, hey, the Cowboys, man, that's my favorite team. They got Roger Staubach, and they got this. And then other guys go, ooh, man, you remember when Joe Theismann of the Redskins got his leg broken by what's his name, cocaine linebacker? Yeah. So that's all you think about. You don't think about, oh, well, you do understand that the name of the team is an insult to the indigenous people and goes to reflect this or that or the other. Really? You got too much time on your hands if that's what you're doing. These teams were named, oh, well, Kevin, you're about to get in trouble. The teams were named decades ago before people were more woke. Now we're woke, and we need to understand this. The teams were named decades ago because people went, you know what? Those Indians are fierce warriors. Let's call ourselves the Redskins. What? Oh, is it offensive that Indians are considered red? Does anybody really take that literally? Oh, they're red. Yeah, they have a bit of a hue to them. I would say that. I mean, I have a bit of a red hue because I have some Indian blood. I always like to call myself an Indian. But I have some Indian blood. I have a reddish hue. I have a brownish hue. You know, if you want to see it in me, I'm pretty sure there's a little Asian in there somewhere. Do you see my yellow hue? It's insane that we go to this. And what's more insane is that we allow it to happen. We allow it. What else? I mean, statues get torn down, rewriting slave history, rewriting oppressive history of Democrats. Why? Because Democrats want to rewrite their history. Here's what I will tell you, Democrats. Do you want to feel good about yourselves that you've never done anything wrong? Is that where we're headed? That you've never done anything wrong? You didn't lynch black people. You didn't create Jim Crow laws. You didn't try to stop black people from voting, right? You didn't try to kill black people in the womb because you thought of us as human weeds. You didn't do any of this, right? You didn't. I mean, really? What do you think the Democrat represents today? Do you think they're any different? There's no difference between the Democrat of the 1860s and the Democrat today, except they're much more crafty in how they do their damage. That's it. They control every institution that is racist, sexist, bigoted, homophobic, you name it. They control it all. And they want you to believe that you're the problem. And it seems innocuous, Kevin. What's this name change got to do with this stuff that you're talking about right now? You're getting very ethereal. You're out there in the stratosphere. You know, you're in the weeds, bro. No, I'm not. Not in the weeds at all. I'm telling you that something as small as this, changing names. Dude, what about changing history? Well, what eventually are, what statues will be left when Democrats are done? How will Barack Obama be written in history books if you let Democrats write it? How will Donald Trump be written in history books? How will the conservative movement be written? Tea Party. I'll give you a perfect example. The Tea Party never did anything to anybody. We didn't set up chop chaz zones. We didn't kill black people, not let cops in, and destroy cities, loot and burn over anything. We went to places, we set our peace, we cleaned up after ourselves, and we went home, back to work, where we could pay for leftists to do whatever damages they were going to do the next day. We've never burned down anybody over a cop killing white people. You're racist. You people, all you care about is white folks. You're this, that, and the other. You ever seen a Tea Party group go, holy cow, they killed a black cop killed a white person and put his leg on his neck or whatever? You've never seen anything close to this, and yet which one's demonized and which one gets a fortune of money? You get it? Rewrite history. Change good to bad. Change something that is a tribute to Indians and make it vile. Make it ugly. Well, if you don't understand the metaphor and how Democrats work, let me explain it to you. That's what you do. You make everything wrong about you. If you want me to feel bad about myself, remind me of my history. I would say to anybody, let me look at your family tree. And I'll show you people that you don't want to know. I can dig up enough history to make you go, oh, that was my grandfather? Oh, my gosh. Huh. You know what? I know a lot about my family because I've researched them. And my father was a scoundrel. I wrote a book about him. I mean, enough to make you want to change your name. Is my name changed? Do you think anybody can make me change it because of the stuff that he did? But you know what the left do? They want you to change everything. What do they tell us? Don't use the Tea Party name. That's a terrible thing to say. But Black Lives Matter can kill, and they still get money.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is praising a nationwide crackdown on MS-13 gang leaders.
MS-13 has been a problem for our country for a long time. We've taken them out by the thousands.
The president, speaking at the White House on Wednesday, also says many of those being arrested are being deported to their countries of origin.
ICE has deported over 16,000 gang members and arrested over 2,000 members of MS-13.
You now have hours left to file your 2019 tax returns. The deadline for filing taxes was extended to today because of the pandemic. If you're not ready to file, you need to request an extension by today or face fines. More than 142 million people have filed their taxes as of July 4th. And if you're a small business owner, those second quarter estimated taxes are also due. You're listening to USA Radio News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is again condemning China's crackdown on Hong Kong.
President Trump signed the Hong Kong Autonomy Act and announced a series of actions through a presidential executive order. If China treats Hong Kong as one country and a single system, so must we.
Pompeo telling reporters that Chinese President Xi made the choice to violate the sovereignty of the former British colony. The race for one of Alabama's two Senate seats is set. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Former U.S. Senator and former Attorney General in the Trump administration, Jeff Sessions, accepting defeat in a fight to try to get his old Senate seat back. The former AG conceding to former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville in the Alabama Republican primary runoff election. President Trump had backed Tuberville over the former AG because Sessions decided to recuse himself from the Russia investigation.
Tuberville faces Doug Jones in November. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I predicted it. I said it was going to happen. The mask wars, the mask. It is not about the mask at all. It is about what the government is able to make you do. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. It's a test. A test run to see if they can take something that has no chance, so little chance of killing you, it's ridiculously low, laughingly low, and seeing if they can make you do something, if they can change the entirety of something. Ask yourself, when you think about masks, ask yourself about mandatory voting like they now have in Australia. Australia's gone. It will never be the same. Mandatory voting, meaning if you're 18, whatever the voting age is, I want you to just imagine the millions of kids graduating school that haven't lived enough life to say grace over. First 5 years of their adult lives, maybe longer, from 18 to say 27, a 10-year period, that they don't have enough life experience to really get the right to vote, but they're mandatory vote. So what are they going to vote for? The shiny object. So when you think of a mask, think of that mandate. Think of the mandate that when you sign up for your driver's license, you're registered to vote, period. Then you got to vote. Think of the mandate that says, you know, if we decide you can't smoke cigarettes, not that I smoke them, I don't care. But if you can't smoke cigarettes, it's now a mandate. We're going to get you to stop. And how that slow slippage is gone. Think about your guns, your Second Amendment rights, and the little bit of leeway you've been given. A little bit. Just people that protect these couple that protected themselves in St. Louis against the mob. They get their guns confiscated because somebody decided, oh, you know what? You were menacing. You were doing something wrong. Wear your mask. Don't show your gun. You know, no, you don't need a voter ID to vote. No problem. It's not, when we think about these things, you think, oh, well, Kevin, it's for the public good. It's for their safety. I mean, these spit particles and all this and COVID-19. COVID-19 has, I've jokingly said, but I think it's probably true, you have a better chance of being hit by a meteor and dying than dying from COVID-19, especially if you're under 60 years old. And I have a cousin that had all kinds of underlying conditions. He survived it. Some doctor's got a video circulating right now talking about in all of Taiwan there's been 7 deaths. And in some other country there's been 10. Millions of people. And you know why they didn't die? Because they took an asthma treatment. That's it. That's all it takes to stop COVID. Forget hydroxychloroquine and zinc and all the other stuff. All you got to do is take this asthma medicine and it won't let COVID do anything. COVID becomes practically, you know, useless. And yet, we've got all kinds of data. This is why I said I hope I get sued. Please sue me for not wearing my mask. Because I'm going to make you produce data, and you're going to have to defend this, and it's going to win. Because the jury will sit there in their mask, and I'll go, what do you think's happening there? Look, And I'll get to this because I got a lot to talk about with this. But I'm so sick of the government telling me what an expert is. I don't know how you feel about this. When I was a kid growing up, if somebody was an expert at something, I was like, whoa, you know, they know what they're talking about. I now revisit all these things that people were experts in, and I shake my head and go, man, I hate to admit it, but, you know, we're just young and stupid. And we grew up, and we became adults and stupid. I don't think experts exist in government. I suspect most government experts are resume-bloating elitists who've gotten through life unchallenged in their beliefs. Climate experts specifically come to mind as I recall Obama's settled science on the weather. Settled science.
There's global climate change. It's settled science. You know, all these scientists out there saying,
what? Really? What about all the scientists who don't, that aren't on your payroll? It was funny how the settled science came from scientists who were getting money. And the minute the money stopped, the settled science became, you know what, guys? I got to tell you, I was lying. I'm sorry. I got paid. I'm sorry. It was a fat check. You would have done the same thing. I mean, come on, man. Forgive me. Y'all forgive me. Come on, now. Y'all can't be mad at me. Come on, don't be mad at me forever. And y'all, as you're walking away. Come on, now, man. Don't be mad. Come on, Kev. That's the way I feel. Punxsutawney Phil knows more about weather than Obama's climate experts. Settled science. So, the settled science of Wu Flu, a.k.a. COVID-19, a.k.a. coronavirus, the settled science is that you got a very slim chance of getting it. If you do, half of us are going to ward it off with just our regular antibodies, and the other, a significant portion of us, are barely going to get sick at all. It's going to be less than the common, than a flu. And unless you are very old and you've got some underlying condition, you're not going to die. And we have just completely revamped society over this and created a new class of people, masked versus unmasked. It's ridiculous. Here's the CDC director. Do you trust the CDC, by the way? Y'all trust them? I don't trust the CDC. Anyway, here's the CDC director. And he's giving us some advice on wearing masks.
Actually, face coverings work. It's our major defense to prevent ourselves from getting this infection. If all of us would put on a face covering now for the next 4 weeks to 6 weeks, I think we can drive this epidemic to the ground in the country.
Now, what part of that did stuck out to you? Because, see, I'm one of these guys that I think logically, and there was a part that stuck out to me. And who is me? Well, me be the Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Show, and I'm glad you guys are here. Here's what stuck out for me. I'm not going to leave you in suspense. He says if everyone just complied over the next 6 weeks, where he says 4 to 6 weeks, we'll be good to go. He gives us a range. 4 to 6 weeks. If you'll comply, we can drive this thing into the ground. We don't need to drive this virus into the ground because it isn't that big of a deal. But I love that he gives us, if you just stick to this time frame, if everybody does this for four, just bear with us for 4 to 6 weeks. Don't fight it, America. Don't question it. Just do it. Now let me give you the alternative. If you do nothing for 4 to 6 weeks, if you do not wear a mask, let me explain, America, you will drive this virus into the ground. He wants it to be an experiment that proves them right, proves the concept. But I have an equal experiment that's easier for you. Don't do anything and watch what happens. Because you know what we're already doing? We're already doing this. We're already doing it. I mean, we're proving that this thing isn't happening because we're taking a lot more tests, which I don't believe most of the tests anyway. But if you believe it, we've had this huge spike in Wu Flu, but no spike in deaths. In fact, a decline in deaths. You don't need a mask to prove that. That's already out there. Now, I talked the other day about there are things that, you know, about masks. You don't have to, here's what the deal about masks. One, common sense tells you not to wear it. Two, nature shows you not to wear it. And three, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration commented about it. And I looked to see, because somebody wrote and said OSHA doesn't recommend wearing it. Oh, that's not true. OSHA didn't say that. So I looked, I didn't do Snopes. I went out and looked to see what OSHA said, and I'll tell you what it is, because it is interesting. It's intriguing. But before I get to that, I want to talk about this. On the common sense front. On the common sense front, you breathe nitrogen, and I talked about this the other day, roughly 78%, 78.08. That 0.08 seems little. You would be like, Kevin, why don't you just say 78%? But that little rounding error that I would give if I were to give it 78% is huge in the context of what I'm going to tell you. Oxygen itself, roughly 21%. The actual amount of oxygen in the atmosphere is generally 20.9476%. Now, if you were to round that, you would say it's 21%. But even if I rounded it to 21.95, because it's 0.9476, it would still be problematic. And here's why. Because the amount of carbon dioxide that you breathe is 0.03%. It's actually 0.0314. That's it. So if I round up oxygen and if I round down nitrogen, either one of those is more than the carbon dioxide that your body needs in its intake of air. That is the makeup of air. In fact, argon is available in more percentage. It's 0.934% of the air that you breathe is argon. It is, believe it or not, what is it? 20? I don't even know. What's the math on it? 29 times more argon is breathed in than CO2 in every breath of air that you take. You follow? All right. When we come back, I'm going to put this whole thing in perspective and why this ruse needs to stop.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
All right, talking about government experts, and I use my finger quotes because I don't believe they exist. I believe there are people that are paid to say what the government wants us to believe. And whoever's in power at the time, it is all about. Barack Obama talked about green energy. So he gets government people to tell us how we're all going to die if we don't transition over to green energy. He talks about climate being settled science. You know, this climate, global climate farce is settled science, and all, and on and on. It's whatever they want you to believe. Whatever's driving their stock, whatever's driving their power. It's either about money or power. Whatever's getting me more money, getting me more power, I'm willing to say. And we finally have somebody in there who says, I don't crave your money and I don't crave your power. I want to do the right thing. And government hates it. But these experts, they want to tell us about the air that we breathe. The very same people that tell us that we're influencing it. That what's funny about it, they tell us there's too much CO2 in the air. I'm going to get to that in just a second. That's what you breathe. You breathe in 0.0314% of air is CO2. That's what your what you bring in with your nitrogen and oxygen. Nitrogen 78%, oxygen roughly 21%. And you breathe in such a minuscule amount of CO2 that's comprised of the air that we breathe. But here's what's interesting about it. CO2 is only 0.03% of the breath you take in, but it is 4% of the breath you breathe out. I'm giving you the science of it. You want the science of it? Maybe you don't, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. So you breathe in 0.03% of CO2. You breathe out 4% of CO2. Yeah. That's 133% more CO2 than you would take in a normal breath that you're breathing out. So you breathe in 0.03%, you breathe out 4%. You do the math. Now, government scientists will tell you that small amount of CO2 is no big deal. Yeah, it's no big deal. But it was a big deal when they were regulating cow farts. Remember when AOC was, cows produce too much flatulence, and that's increasing the CO2. Every human being breathes in, with every breath, 0.03% CO2, and breathes out 4%. They breathe out over 100% more CO2 than they take in. And then you put a mask over your face. Your body doesn't want it. If you were to breathe the same air over and over, just put a thing over your face, like a bag, and breathe it in, you create so much CO2 eventually, your body goes, I can't deal with this. I need nitrogen and oxygen. So they're trying to convince you that, well, it's all dissipating and it's going out there and this, that, and the other. And okay, let's roll with that. Let's say that the majority of it dissipates. You only need 0.03%. That's what you get when your face is not covered. Now your face is covered. You are keeping CO2 around you. Here's what I will tell you. As I said, exercise a little common sense. If you want me to believe that it's no big deal for me to breathe in part of my breath that's going out of my body, then I want to see track athletes run in mask. I want to see mask track athletes run the 800 meters or the 800 meter hurdles, and I want to see unmasked track athletes run the same race. And you know what? I'll even let you do this. Let the same dude run the same race, one with the mask and one without. And then show me. Then I want a marathoner to run. I want a marathoner to run the race with his mask and without. Give me two marathoners who are comparable, who always compete. Let one run with the mask and let one run without it. And if you can show me that the guy running with the mask in each of those races is going to win, then I'm all about the mask. One could say I have a knack for just sort of boiling things down to the the sauce, a reduction, and asking very simple questions. And if you can convince me that my body is going to perform better with this mask, then I'll wear it. They tell you, it's even to the point where I swear in a restaurant they said, here's how they're enforcing it, they're micromanaging it. Before they said, when you get into the restaurant, when you're eating and drinking, try to have the mask on between eating and drinking. Now, in California, they say you must, between eating and drinking, replace the mask. Who wants to go out if that's the way you have to eat? Is that the way? Is any animal you've ever seen eaten this way? Anybody? No, of course not. Nature doesn't follow it. Your common sense doesn't follow it. And as I said, OSHA doesn't follow it. OSHA. Here's what they wrote. They said they emphasize wearing surgical masks and cloth face coverings, but here's what they say. Surgical masks and cloth face coverings, including in the construction industry, are not acceptable substitutes where respirators are required due to exposures to contaminants such as asbestos or silica. In general, employers should always rely on, get this, a hierarchy of controls that first includes efforts to eliminate or substitute out workplace hazards, and then uses engineering controls, ventilation, wet methods, administrative controls, written procedures, modifications, or task duration, and safe work practices to prevent workers' exposure to respiratory hazards before relying on personal protection equipment such as respirators. When respirators are needed, OSHA's guidance describes enforcement discretion around the use of these in situations which may be necessary to extend the use of or reuse certain respirators, blah, 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 blah. So what they're telling you, in effect, folks, is that only in certain circumstances with the highest level of respirators does this work. For example, if you are in the infectious disease unit at the CDC, they give you all kinds of respirators that force oxygen in, your air in, and make sure that you're not getting any of the recirculated air in the room that you are dealing with that has infectious stuff. That's it. But here's their first suggestion for OSHA. Eliminate the workplace hazard. And the workplace hazard in this particular circumstance is the Wu flu. So until Trump gets elected, Wu flu will remain. So the workplace hazard will continue for leftists. And neither OSHA nor leftist governors will regulate how the unwashed masses will deal with their filthy mask. Every time you breathe in and out with this stupid mask, you're breathing the same particles that attach to it are the ones that get redistributed right off the mask. They already said, you tend to touch your face more. What are you doing? Every time you want to eat or drink in the restaurants in California, you got to move your mask up and move your mask down. And I could go on. Masks do not work. And I go back to my original contention. CO2, big deal. Everybody, it's a big deal. We can't have any CO2 in our atmosphere. We're killing ourselves. We're ruining the ozone. It's going to let this in. And not only that, we're not going to have air to breathe because we're building up too much carbon dioxide. Well, what do you think happens when that mask is strapped to your face? You know what the big deal in mask technology is? Ours is farther away, therefore less of the air that you breathe out is this and that. They're all going to start marketing that ours produces less CO2. Ours produces less of this or less of that. Study after study, I don't even need a study. Prolonged exposure to breathing your own air. I don't know, maybe I've seen far too many movies where people get buried alive, and you know what happens? They die because they run out of air. Now, you could say, oh, Kevin, all you got to do is move your mask a little bit. You know, all I got to do is not wear it. Don't give me reasons of how I can manipulate something on my face. What next? Are they going to make you wear earphones? Just think about it. Why don't I just, if I don't want you to hear something, or maybe they're going to talk about noise pollution. You know what? Not only do you need to wear your mask, you need to wear a big set of furry earphones, and it has to meet a certain requirement because there's too much noise pollution. What about that? Why don't they make you wear an adult diaper? I don't know. It's probably got some benefit. Why don't you wear a mask? I don't know how things work in the body. I don't. I'll be honest. I'm not a doctor. But if I'm breathing, why don't I have, I jokingly said this before, but why don't I have to wear a butt mask? You know, people walk around all day flatulent. Why don't they have to, why are we not protected from that? Not only the odor of it, but the potential to get COVID, a.k.a. the Wu flu. What would we call it if it came out from that end? I bring up in crazy scenarios just to make you think and to make you understand this is not about the mask.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.